In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, sometimes our motives are not all pure. Do you understand that? I like to express it this way, that we are mixed nuts, more peanuts than cashews. Today, we look at John 6, and we see when people saw that Jesus was not there, there means the place where he multiplied the fish and the loaves, they went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. They went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. Now, Capernaum is on the other side of the lake where Jesus multiplied fish and bread. And they're looking for Jesus, but are they looking for Jesus? That's the point. What are they looking for? And when they found Jesus on the other side of the sea, that's in Capernaum, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Listen to what Jesus says. Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles or the sign, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. You seek me not for me, but because you filled your bellies." And you know, I'm going to tell you, this is very important because we need to seek Jesus for Jesus. And anything he gives us is an extra. Oh yes, we must expect that God's going to supply. That's real. You know, if I am giving my money to the Lord, I expect that the Lord will supply my needs and more. And he has. But you see, Jesus says to these people, "You're seeking me because you had your stomachs filled, not because you're seeking me." How many people, when things were bad in their life and they turned to Jesus and Jesus did miracles, and then, you know, after a while, they didn't want to carry the cross. They wanted to be closet Christians, and they left Jesus. And they left Jesus not because of anything, but that they were happy during the balloon stage when everyone was saying, tra-la-la, thanks be to God, hallelujah. And you know, it happened that they had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and they dumped Jesus. How many of us seek Jesus for what he can give us rather than seek Jesus for who he is? I expect him to give me exactly what I need. I don't have to say, "Lord, I need this." I don't. I just keep on giving, and I know that God's going to give back to me what I need. That's the way he is. That's the way God is. We went to a conference last week, and the conference was on healing. And the woman who gave the conference kept on speaking about giving, you know, and I had only so much in my wallet, and there were three collections that I helped with. And I'm going to tell you, I put it all in. Everything I had in my wallet, I put it all in. So I couldn't give any more because I had only so much, and I put it all in. When I came home, I never saw so many checks for in season and out of season that came directly to me. I never saw so many checks. And I'm talking about big checks. And I'm saying, you know, Lord, that's exactly what the woman said. That's exactly what the woman said. I know that giving for the sake of Jesus produces a harvest. I know that. I have experienced that. And I know that to be true. But Lord, I wasn't expecting all this. I just was thinking, you know, I gave because I wanted to give. I did not give because I wanted to receive. I gave because God first gave me himself. I did not give because I thought I was going to get something extra. No, I gave because I wanted to give. I had no idea that these big checks were going to come, and they came to me. $1,000, Father Ilrich's ministry was the $1,000 that somebody gave me, wanted to give to the poor, so we send it to Haiti. So the $1,000 went to Haiti. Then somebody in Arizona sent me a seed offering for $1,000. Isn't that wonderful? You know, give and you shall receive, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But you don't give to receive. You give because God first gave to you. And he gave us his best. He gave us Jesus. And Jesus says, you know, you're not seeking me because you saw the sign, but you're seeking me because you had your bellies full. And you know, what's the difference? The sign points to Jesus. Belly full means, well, let's go see Jesus because we want another belly full, or we want Jesus to do this for us or to do that for us. You know, that's okay for at first. When people come to Jesus, at first, I expect him to do this to me, to heal me, and he does. But then when we have to walk in faith, a lot of people just say, no more, no more. They forget about what God did for them, and they say, no more, Jesus. It's too hard to follow you, because being a Christian is not an easy thing in the world that we live in today. These people had their fill of the loaves and the fishes, but they were not seeking Jesus. They were seeking what Jesus could give. And I'm telling you, when we give, we want to give because God gave to us. We want to seek Jesus for himself, because he is the Lord, and that's not easy to do sometimes. Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perishes, labor not for the bread that perishes, but for the meat that endures unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For on him God has sent his seal. On him God the Father has placed on Jesus his seal. Who is the seal that the Father places on Jesus? This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And who was over his head? The dove, the Holy Ghost. Jesus is sealed with the Holy Ghost. It says, labor not for the meat, labor not for things that perish, but for things that endure unto eternal life, which the Son of Man, which Jesus shall give unto you. For on him, on Jesus, on the Son of Man, God has placed his seal. The Father placed his seal, the seal of the Holy Spirit. Are you sealed with the Holy Spirit? Have you received confirmation? And have you received that baptism of the Spirit that comes from releasing the Spirit of confirmation, releasing the Spirit of baptism? I keep on telling people, it is so important that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is so important that the Spirit of God take possession of our lives. It is so important that we seek Jesus for himself, not for what he can give us. It is so important that we love Jesus for himself, not for what he can give us. You see, it's so important to seek the face of God. How many people seek his face, and how many people seek his hands? When we seek his hands, we seek what he can give us. When we seek his face, we are seeking Jesus for himself. And you know what? How many of us do that? And you should ask, and I should ask for the gift. Father, we want the gift of seeking the face of your Son, because on your Son is set the Holy Spirit. Jesus' identity was completely wrapped up in the Father, completely wrapped up in the Father. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the Spirit of God was over him, sealing himself with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this today. Are you sealed with the Holy Spirit? Does the Holy Spirit guide you? Does the Holy Spirit lead you? I'm telling you, the church is in need of the guidance and leading of the Spirit of Jesus. I am in need of the Spirit of Jesus to guide and to lead me. I need the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you. We need the Holy Spirit, because he is the one that makes Jesus our contemporary. I'll say that again. The Holy Spirit is the one that makes Jesus our contemporary, that glorifies Jesus. Then said they unto Jesus, What shall we do that we might do the works of God? Tell us what we have to do the works of God. Now, that's plural. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, singular, that you believe on him whom the Father sent. They said, you know, we want to know what it is to do the works of God, works with an S. Jesus said, this is a work of God. Work, this is the Opus Dei, the work of God. What is that you believe on the one whom the Father hath sent? The work of God is believing in Jesus, walking in his spirit, keeping, seeking his face. This is the work of God, to believe in Jesus Christ. I tell you, Jesus Christ as Lord, Jesus Christ as Savior, Jesus Christ as Provider, Jesus Christ as my life. This is the work of God, to believe in the Son of God, on whom the Father has placed his seal. They said therefore unto him, what sign are you going to show us then, that we may see and believe you? What work do you do? They just have filled their stomachs. They just have filled their stomachs with bread and fish. And they got how many containers left over? My Lord. Now they're saying, what sign are you going to do that we believe in you? He already did the sign. He already did. You see, they're not looking at his face. They're looking at his hands. They're looking at his hands. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. Yeah, they ate it and they were complaining. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Hello? Hello? What did he say? Truly, truly, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives present you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who has come down from heaven and gives life to the world. My Lord, he is revealing himself. He is revealing himself. The bread of God, Jesus, is he who has come down from heaven, and he gives life unto the world. This is the work of God, to believe in the one the Father sent. This is the work of God, to believe in Jesus, to surrender our lives to Jesus. Not only to believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. No, but I surrender my life unto you, Lord. I give you everything. I give you my breath. I give you my time. I give you my heartaches. I give you everything, Lord. You are the Lord. I want to tell you that as of this point, I have a real heartache that has been put upon me. I don't want to share it with you because it won't do any good, but I ask you to pray that at least the heartache go away, because it has nothing to do with the truth. So you just pray for me. It's very important. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Only Jesus can give life to the world. They said unto Jesus, Lord, give us this bread. We want this bread, Lord. Moses gave us bread from heaven, but we want the bread that you give us. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. You're looking at it. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes on me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. He is the manna from heaven. Oh, yes, he is the bread of life. And on the day before he died, he is going to give us his body as bread and his blood as drink. Yes, but the bread of God also means the word of God. I am the bread of life. I came down from heaven.
The one who believes in me shall never be hungry. The one who believes in me shall never thirst. But it's not, I believe, I believe, I believe. It's a surrender unto Jesus. Surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. All. A-L-L. Just take it, Lord. I surrender all. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. They saw the multiplication of the fish and the loaves. They wanted to make him a king, and he ran off to the hills. Now they seek him in Capernaum, but they're not seeking him. They're seeking in what he can give them. And he says, but I said unto you that you also have seen me and don't believe. In other words, you've not given me your life. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him who comes to me I will never reject. If you love Jesus and you have given your life to Jesus, it says that the Father has done this. The Father has led you to Jesus. He has led you to his only begotten Son, who is filled with the Holy Spirit. He has led you there. And he that comes unto Jesus in no way will be rejected. I have said this to so many people that they feel like they're like a penny waiting for change because they've sinned so much. I say, no one who comes to Jesus will ever be rejected. No one who comes to Jesus will ever be rejected. I don't care what you've done. Don't care how many times you've done it. No one who comes to Jesus will ever be rejected. Why? Because the Father has sent you to Jesus. Anyone who turns to the Son, you are drawn by the Heavenly Father. You are drawn by Jesus' Father. You are drawn by Abba. And no one will ever be rejected. I have told people, if God rejects you, I want nothing to do with him. Because I'm telling you, he rejects no one who comes unto him. He rejects no one who comes unto him. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and the one who comes to me I will in no way reject. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Yes. And this is the will of the Father who sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. The will of God is that all the Father gives me shall come to me, and I will raise it up on the last day. No one will be lost who comes to me, because I am clutching you in my hands. No one can pluck you from the hands of Jesus. I'm going to read it again. But I said unto you that you also have seen me, but you don't believe. All that the Father gives me, that's you, shall come to me, that's to come to Jesus, that surrender our life. And the one who comes to me, I will in no way cast out. I will no way reject. Never will God reject you if you turn to Jesus. Never. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. And this is the Father's will. This is the will of God, who has sent me, that all who he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. This is the Father's will, that all the Father has given me, all the people the Father has given me, will come to me and will not be lost, will never be plucked out of my hand, and I will raise him up on the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that sees the Son, that sees Jesus, and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Everlasting life. When did it start? At baptism. And it continues as we surrender our life to Jesus. We have everlasting life. Jesus will never reject you. Jesus will never reject you. Jesus will never reject you. If you love Jesus, the Father has drawn you to his Son. The Son is the one on whom the Spirit of God dwells. He has been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God. The Son says, anyone who comes to me, I will in no way reject, and I will in no way lose, because no one can pluck you out of my hands. This is such an important scripture, because our salvation brings eternal life. Eternal life is this, to believe in Jesus Christ and the one whom, to believe in God and the one whom the Father sent, Jesus Christ. This is eternal life. Eternal life is to surrender unto the Son and believe in the Son, that you've been drawn to Jesus by the Heavenly Father. You didn't do it yourself. The Father drew you to Jesus, and Jesus draws you back to the Father. We give you praise, Lord, this day. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We say unto you, Lord, oh, we love you, Jesus, not for what you give us. We love you, Jesus, for who you are. You are the only begotten Son of the Father. You are Savior, my Savior. You are my Redeemer. It is your blood that has washed sin away. Oh, Jesus, we want to serve you. We want to bless you. We want to be in your presence. Oh, Jesus, we want to tell you that we love you. We want to tell you that we need you. We want to tell you that we want you, not for what you give us, Lord, but for who you are. Not for what you give us, Lord, but for who you are. You are the eternal Son of the Father. You are God's gracious Son, who is the bread come down from heaven. You are the bread of life, Lord. Help us to eat that bread, not only at the Eucharist, but that bread that comes to us in the Word. You are the bread of life. You are the bread of life. We worship you, Lord. We adore you. We praise you. And we honor you, because you are worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy to receive glory, glory and honor and praise. For Thou hast created, hast all things created. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure we are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory and honor and adoration and power. Worthy is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who shed his blood for us while we were yet sinners. Worthy are you, Jesus, you who are the bread of life. We were drawn to you by the Heavenly Father. We were drawn to you by the Heavenly Father. We look to your face and not to your hands. We trust you, Jesus, with our lives, because you will give us everything that we need. But we need you first. We need you first, Lord. We need you second, Lord. We need you third, Lord. We need you fourth, Lord. We need you, Lord. And we know that your grace is sufficient. We know that today we have enough grace to get us through the day and to get us through the day with victory. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we ask you, Lord, that you would choose the next pope. Oh, Lord, that no politicking would ever, ever destroy your perfect will, that you would choose the next pope. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
I'm receiving something that someone who has the hiccups, I've never received anything like this. They're healed now in the name of Jesus. You've been hiccuping and hiccuping, and the Lord heals that right now at the source, right this moment. You might say, that sounds so stupid. Well, you know what? That's what the Lord gave me, and I believe it. I believe it, that someone has been distressed with that. And also burning, burning, burning in your back. The Lord is healing that burning. His name is Jesus. Look to his face and not to his hands. His name is Jesus, and he is in love with you. His name is Jesus. Speak it with reverence. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.